7 seconds to go. The ball is inbounded. And this one is over. The Cavaliers claim game four of the Eastern Conference Finals by the final of 111-102. And indeed, even this series at four as we head back to Boston for
John Michael last night. Complete Cavaliers coverage on News Radio, WTAM 1100. Bill Wills, Mike Snyder alongside each Tuesday morning. This time he checks in, former Cavs head coach, one of the winningest coaches in NBA history. Analyst for plenty of networks and with us in the morning, Mike Fratello. Morning, pal.
Morning, Bill.
Okay.
What's going on?
Well, they win last night. We're now even at two. Let me ask you a couple things. I want to, first, I think Al Horford said it best. Mike's been playing a cut. Talking about playing against LeBron, he says, look, he reads the game. He sees things before anybody else on the floor. You've commented about that over the years, right?
Yeah, this guy has a special sense. I mean, he's been given, God-given, great talent, great ability, a great body to withstand the pounding that he takes in the minutes that he plays night in and night out. And with Kevin Love getting in early foul trouble last night, again, he's forced into almost 42-minute game. And they needed every minute of him on the floor. And he didn't, I know this is going to sound crazy, scoring 44 points, but he didn't have a great game because he had seven turnovers. And those seven turnovers fueled the Celtics' comeback where they made it interesting for a while.
Mike, the Cavs have had great starts at home in the first quarter of each of the last two games. They've been able to slow down Jaylen Brown. What have you seen the Cavs do in that quarter?
You know, Mike, I have a concern about the backcourt again because, if you remember, in Game 2, the backcourt of Boston, Jaylen Brown and Terry Rozier, wound up outscoring the Cavs backcourt 41-3. And then they corrected that in Game number 3, and they outscored Boston's guards 25-24. Last night, once again, 41 points for the Boston backcourt and 22 points for the Cleveland backcourt. And that's too much of the differential. You're minus 19 in your starting backcourts. And, you know, Brown last night wound up getting up 23 shots. I think the youngster was on a mission to try and do better than he did in game number 3. Rozier hit a couple big buckets when they needed him to get him back in the game. But what's happening is when we wind up, and you can't really say it's JR and George versus, you know, Rozier and Brown, because we do so much switching that we wind up with other people on these guards. And then that's the idea, is to take advantage of the mismatch. If you're a small and you've got a big guarding you, you have to make the big move his feet. And the Boston guards did a good job of that last night by scoring 41.
Kyle Korver is sometimes guarding Jaylen Brown. There he is at age 37, Mike, but he made some big plays, blocked a few shots, knocked the ball away, a diving play to keep the ball alive and knock it off a Celtic and out of bounds. That's the kind of stuff the Cavs need to try to get through this series, though, don't they?
It's the effort. It's the energy. He has great knowledge of his position on the floor and what he's supposed to do and who he's guarding. When he switches on to someone else, he understands what their strengths are as well. How about him leading the team at block shots with three blocks last night and three floor burns from diving across the floor to try and come up with one of those 50-50 balls? That's the energy. That's the effort. That's the kind of understanding that Korver has, how important it was for them to tie that series back up and now turn it into just best 2 out of 3. And, you know, for Boston, they don't have to win on the road. They just have to win their home games. For Cleveland, we've got to steal one in Boston to come up with 4. So important that they wound up winning that one last night. It looked great in the beginning. Got a little bit shaky there in the third quarter where Boston now scored us 23-21. Then the fourth quarter, 26-22. But 49 points in the second half, given up defensively. Not all that bad. Pretty good overall defensive job by the Cavs. It's the turnovers, Mike. 19 turnovers that led Boston back that game.
Mike, Bill touched on it. Okay, take us inside what Coach Stevens is thinking and even Coach Lou now as we go to Game 5 tomorrow night.
I'm wondering if Brad Stevens is ready to make a change in that starting lineup. As you mentioned, that's two first quarters in a row now where we've come out and blitzed Boston. And there was some talk yesterday, right before the game, that he was going to go really small to start. I'm talking about Brad Stevens, meaning that he was going to start Horford at the 5 spot, bring Smart into the starting lineup, take Morris out of the starting lineup. So he'd be going with Tatum, Smart, Horford, Brown, and Rozier. And think about that. If he played that team and we stayed with our starting lineup of Tristan Thompson and Kevin Love at the 5 and 4 spots, which one of those two guys is going to wind up guarding a Tatum or a Smart or a Brown? It would cause some concern for Tyronn Lue as to, do you change your starting lineup because they changed theirs, or do you make a quick substitution once the game starts? So now, after 2 losses in a row in Cleveland, well, I'm looking to see if Brad Stevens decides he wants to change his starting lineup, or does he know that the starting lineup he has will play much better at home? And if they're going to do that with that crowd and the frenzy the way they are, to me, the key guy becomes Al Horford. Somehow, they've got to get Horford involved. Not like he had a nightmare, but he shot just 5 of 13, only 15 points. And if we go back to game number 1, he shot 8 out of 10, where he was unstoppable and scored 20 for them.
Former Cavs coach Mike Fratello back to Boston now tomorrow night. We'll talk about it again with Jim Jones at 8:20 this morning. Thanks, coach.
Appreciate it, guys.